as he felt the river flowing forth, within his heart he prayed, "Hearken, O Lord, whoe'er thou art! Thee long desired I find when flying from the sea and from Poseidon's threats. Respected even of immortal gods is he who comes a fugitive, as I here now come to thy current and thy knees through weary toil. Show pity, Lord, I call myself thy suppliant." He spoke, and the god straightway stayed the stream and checked the waves, before him made a calm and brought him safely into the river's mouth. Both knees hung loose, and both his sturdy arms, for by the brine his power was broken. His body was all swollen, and water gushed in streams from mouth and nostrils. So, breathless and speechless, in a swoon he lay, and dire fatigue o'ercame him. But when he gained his breath, and in his breast the spirit rallied, then he unbound the wimple of the goddess and dropped it in the river running out to sea. And a great wave bore it back down the stream, and Ino soon received it in her friendly hands. But he, retreating from the river, lay down among the rushes and kissed the bounteous earth. And in dismay he said to his stout heart, "Ah, me, what shall I do? What will become of me even now? If by the stream I watch throughout the weary night, may not the bitter frost and the fresh dew together after this swoon end my exhausted life? The breeze from off a river blows cool toward early morning. But if I climb the hillside up to the dusky wood and sleep in the thick bushes, supposing that the chill and weariness depart and pleasant sleep come on, I'm afraid I may become the wild beast's prey and prize." Yet, on reflecting thus, this seemed the better way. He hastened, therefore, to the wood. This he found near the water, with open space around. He crept under a pair of shrubs sprung from a single spot. The one was wild, the other common, olive. These no force of wind with its chill breath could pierce. No sunbeam smite nor rain passed through. They grew so thickly intertwined with one another. Under them crept Odysseus. And quickly with his hands he scraped a bed together, an ample one, for a thick fall of leaves was there, enough to shelter two or three men in winter time, however severe the weather. This long-tried royal Odysseus saw with joy, and lay down in the midst, heaping the fallen leaves above. As a man hides a brand in a dark bed of ashes, at some outlying farm where neighbors are not near, hoarding a seed of fire, no otherwise to be lighted, even so did Odysseus hide himself in leaves. And on his eyes Athena poured a sleep, quickly to ease him from the fatigue of toil, letting his eyelids close.